I'm so winded. That is so good. And I know you're all going to be wonderful come the cotillion. Now, that is one step. The other is what we call a merengue. Let's do it. I'm in the middle of a lesson.
I know, but I'm
in the middle of a lesson. All right, let's go back to the cha-cha. The cha-cha, I'm so winded. The cha-cha is 1, 2, 3, 4 kick, right? Now, I know a lot of you have husbands, you have boyfriends, they are going to be reluctant. Okay, get them on the dance floor, it's a lot of fun, okay? That's right, baby, have a good time. Ladies, why don't you take a break, okay? How long has it been?
The whole lesson, your fly's been hanging open.
Jesus, so there's no underwear.
All right.
I'm sorry, man. I won't do it again. All right. What was that?
This is Darth Hall. What?
All right. 1-800-449. Is a train supposed to bring him on now? I forgot. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Just a couple of things to let you guys know about. A, we're doing another webcast this month. B, I got a great business idea, and that is for those of you who are on cell phones who are really not talking to anybody. C, our email address is phs@philhendryshow.com. D, we're going to have Austin Amarco on tonight, who has a great alternative to Alcoholics Anonymous. Excuse me. Oh, God. Hold on. Okay. What was that anyway? They get some cat that just comes on and sounds like that dude that did the... What do you get some big cat to... So in other words, in Africa, if they hear like a real spooky record, it's some dude going,
"This is Brother Mabumba from San Quentin."
Now, I forget. Okay, have you ever... Harry, you were an assistant director, okay? You were an AD. Now, when you're on a set and you're doing a TV show, not that I've done a lot of them, but there's one thing I've always noticed... A, you're not supposed to talk. Never, ever talk unless you're reading your lines and the camera's going. Otherwise, just shut up. You will never cause more potential violence on a television or a movie set if you talk when you're not supposed to be talking. So you're always going to hear the shh. All right, cut. Bill, can we do something with the camera? Well, I think what we can do is probably bring a lens. Meanwhile, there's some actors going, "Boy, did you see the ass on that? Shh." And then the other thing you always hear the AD say is, "And." Because that's a code word to kind of, if an actor hears you say, "And," you think you're about ready to go. And if I had a nickel for every time I heard that word and got ready to go and there ain't nothing happening, you, "And." Uh-huh. Very Pavlovian. All right. So many of you talk on a cell phone and you're not talking to anyone. Why do you do that? Because you want to pretend as if you have friends. Now, I understand it's a lonely world. One of the great boons in recent times to, shall we say, alleviate some of the alienation and some of the disenfranchisement that people feel is the cell phone, because you can pretend like you actually have contact with another human being more important than the world around you by just putting a phone to your ear. There may not be anybody on the other end. It might just be dead. You know, in other words, maybe the battery isn't charged and you're just, "Yeah, really? That's great. Yeah, I've got some people here, so, Well, why spend all that money on a cell phone when what we could do is produce small plastic, hollow, phone-looking things with the numbers painted on them? Okay? So in other words, you can buy these for like 50 cents. They're plastic, they're hollow. The numbers that look like they're buttons you push, they're just painted on. And the little screen that says Singular Wireless on it, that's all painted on. It looks real. But it only costs 50 cents. It's plastic, maybe even a quarter. You could buy in a little plastic bag at a joke shop. So you could just sit there, "Yeah, Bill, right, I want to make sure that I've got..." And what you have up to your ear is just a hollow plastic toy. See? So this is the idea, and we're going to be selling these on our website pretty soon for a quarter. But the shipping and handling is $5. Hey, still cheaper than going out and getting yourself like a $39 phone that you're not going to talk to anybody on. You know, you see a lot of people who are sitting while they're eating. They're by themselves in a restaurant. Now you can have a phone to your ear, and you don't look like a loser. You look as if you have friends. But you don't have to have a real phone, just a small, hollow plastic one. Everything's painted on, and you're not talking to anyone. Just the voice is just reverberating back off the plastic.
Right? Okay, that's nice. Okay, great.
And you can act, anyway, with a cell phone, you're always like, no, I'm not going to pay that price. How many times have I told you? You can really get loud and demonstrative with it, and there's no one, you know, unless the waitress comes over and says, sir, here's your dinner salad, a house salad. Jesus, H, that's plastic. And then everyone's going to know, and you'll be embarrassed, and you'll flee the restaurant, and you know, just utter shame. So shift it over to the other ear, just in case she's some kind of a wise guy, some kind of a nosy chick, coming over with her little freaking Vandy Camp apron with the funny-looking Dutch hat. Here's your house salad and your cheeseburger with one thin slice of cheese and nothing else on it. Oh, holy man, isn't that one of them plastic phones Phil Henry sells? You know what, you're a real nosy freaking Dutch broad. So you just move that plastic thing over to the other ear, baby. And that way you're sitting there and, Bobby? Yeah, Bill. Oh, what's the story on all of this, man? You can sound like you're badass. You can do, hi, baby, how are you? Well, you know I love you, too. However, it ain't going to be nothing but a plastic job. And, well, a lot of people have plastic jobs. Why not have one stuck to your ear? Available now on our website. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. World-famous Phil Henry Show will be back. We have Austin DeMarco with a new organization replacing Alcoholics Anonymous. Be listening to that and more on the Phil Henry Show.
Radio now, do rap radio now, then I'm gonna do the rap radio, everybody like to sing radio and do rap radio, take your calls right now, 1-800-449-8686, I'm doing rap radio, you can call up, talk about the things that are on your mind, that's right, give me a call right now, we're gonna do rap radio right now, take calls from people they wanna talk about Social Security or some kind of jive thing like that, I don't care, talk about Natalie Holloway, she got thrown away, she would down in Aruba with the boys. They took her out onto the beach. They took her out, if you know what I mean. Let's take the call now. Here's an old lady. What you want to bitch about? Old lady, what you want to bitch about?
What's up, Doug? I want to talk about Social Security, all the things going down. Well, you talk about Aruba. That's a young girl still got life. I am dead. I'm a walking cadaver. All I want to know is how to keep my money, how to keep narrow. You know what I'm saying?
You dirty old selfish bitch. That's all you want to think about is your money. You don't care about a little girl down there, got taken out by a couple of darkies, got taken out by a couple of dark boys.
Well, I think that is really care. I don't care.
One, two, three. Let's go. Right now. I'm gonna talk to you on the radio. Rap radio is on the air. My name is Phil. They call me Phil T. They call me Phil S. They call me Phil G. Give me a call. Talk about the stuff that's going on all around you now. Here is a man.
Hey, man, what's going on? I wanna talk about that little girl down in Aruba town. She went down there, a bunch of kids in a high school bus, and they got down. Now they're gonna take a girl and find out what.
I gotta hang up on you, bro. Sound like you doing something. You sound like a white boy in a trailer doing that methamphetamine. Do you know that stuff is the most dangerous thing there is in the world right now? That's right. That methamphetamine, everybody doing it. All the white people doing it. Hey, it's in a rock and in a pop. You stick that in your arm, you all right. Now, here's a call from some cracker. He down in Alabama. Who know? Maybe he know where Natalie Holloway is. Hey, bro, what's up?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Hey, let me tell you something right now. I heard you diss that black man. I don't want to be identified with. I'm a Klansman. I'm a rotten kind of guy. But I changed my mind ever since I got a hunting knife full of that buckskin stuff, stuck it up my nose. Now I'm feeling good. Now I'm feeling hot. Now I'm feeling high. Now I love the world. Now I'm all that.
That's harder than anything I've ever done. That's harder than rap. That's harder than Sing Radio. What was that other thing I did? Didn't I do two versions of Sing Radio? This is the Phil Henry Show, just showing you that radio can be something more than whatever it is. Hi, everybody. Phil Henry here, 1-800-449-8686. Yes, radio can be something more than whatever the hell it's supposed to be. Ain't figured that one out yet, though. When we do, we'll let you know. We have coming up tonight Austin DeMarco. I'd like to thank everybody that helped me with the whole rap radio bit. I'd like to thank you, Bud, for standing there with your finger in your nose and calling David Hall. I'd like to thank David Hall for calling in and busting on me and totally interrupting what I thought was a pretty good flow. I'd like to thank everybody that has emailed me in the past who liked Sing Radio but wanted me to do something even more. In fact, I want to thank all of you people that email me every day asking for more and more and more and more. Phil, I like that bit, but could you do... Don't you people know what I'm up against here? My life is falling apart. And I come in here every day, and I sit down, and there she is. There is there. Boy, if this is one more person now from Aruba, I think I'm going to break down and cry. And I like how Greta goes on there, and she's wearing those Van Heusen shirts. What's with you anyway, Greta? Don't pretend to me like you're not having a good time. Sitting there with some striped-collared shirt. Looks like you pulled it right off the back of some yuppie. Pulled it off of some prep school kid. Sitting there with that hair. Looks like it's just all windblown. Oh, my God. That Aruba story and that jug and that woman, didn't we tell you that those people were getting a little bit too much? Just go back to Alabama. You lost your daughter. I'm very, very sorry. You know what? Just because you've suffered some grief doesn't mean you now have the constitutional right to be an insufferable boor in the face of the world. Just clam it up, baby. Down there running it all about Aruba. Who the hell knows what happened? One thing's for sure, that girl ain't around, man. And that other guy, no, we're not going to call you Jug anymore. We're calling you Charlie or whatever the hell we want to call you. What do you think of that, Jug?
Well, I really like the name Jug. Well, you know what? I'm embarrassed by that. I don't want to use that word. Well, why not? Because I'm in the freaking television here, man. I don't want to call a cat Jug. The hell does it look like? Do I look like I'm operating a filling station here? Well, I don't know. I don't know whether or not you're not.
You just don't worry about it. It's too much weird stuff going on. Freaky bastard. And what about that guy that killed those kid, the little girl? Thank God she's alive. Little boy's dead. I want to ask a question at this particular point in time. How is it a guy like that stays in a jail cell without him being dragged out and lynched? You know, back in the day, I'm not recommending it, but it does seem rather efficient, doesn't it? I don't know, man. A lynching, that's an ugly word. I don't want to bring that up, but it certainly does. I understand people get upset about that kind of thing. The cat who let him out, the judge in Minnesota, is a $15,000 bail he let him out on. Now they want to hang that guy up by his heels, right? Nobody ever says this, though. No one ever says this. Never does anybody say this. I heard the father of that girl. I understand he's grieved. He's bereaved. I get it. Nobody ever says, hey, like, you're the dad. What were you doing, man? Like, remember that little girl? I'll never forget, as long as I live, I'll never forget that video camera of that scumbag grabbing that little girl as she was walking behind the car wash on a Sunday afternoon. She was going home. And that guy comes up and grabs her. Now, yeah, that guy's a piece of crap. I think they found the guy. I don't know if they found a girl or not. But here's a girl. She's walking home from a sleepover at 5 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. I don't want to tell anybody how to run their family or their lives, but don't turn around and look at me and the cops and the government when you got some kind of a white trash lifestyle that says your daughter's walking home across a parking lot at 5 o'clock on a Sunday freaking 5 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. You better know, damn, your kids should have checked in by then, man. I mean, physically. They want to go out with their friends and they're in high school. I don't know. You know, 11-year-old girl, 12-year-old girl. These people, man, you know, talk about a politician's dream. Half of those guys that'll tell you Hillary Clinton was full of crap when she said, you know, it takes a village, which I happen to personally believe and agree with. It does take a village. I mean, we prove it every day, don't we? We got to take care of some white trash because they don't know how to take care of their own kids. So guess who's stuck with a bill? If that ain't taking a village, I don't know what is. Then I see these people, there's bumper stickers. It takes a family. Nice thought, but, you know, bottom line is, when the family ain't there, guess what it takes? A village. I'd love for it to take a family. That'd be a really beautiful thing. What the hell do you think it is I'm talking about right now? But, you know, when something like this happens, all of them, it takes a family people, they're the first people to jump on a soapbox and start talking about what the government didn't do. And I don't give a crap if the guy's a Republican or they're all the same, all of those scumbags. They're all the same. They start pandering to the public, start talking about how this, that, and something else wasn't done right by the government. All these freaking Amber Alert laws, all these damn, what's the Polyclossin law, and this law, and that law, and some other freaking law. What the hell do you think it's going to protect, man, if you ain't keeping an eye on your own kids? Right? We got a Tiffany Alert, we'll get an Amber Alert, then we'll get a Judy Alert, and a Billy Alert, and a Punch and Judy Alert. Man, we're going to have more. I got freaking signs telling me left and right, man, if some kid's gone. Do you know that within like 3 hours of a kid being abducted, they're dead? So what difference does it make if I got a freaking Amber Alert going up there, man? How about getting some bloodhounds going if you really want to track somebody's scent? Okay, that's how you catch them. Now, how to prevent it? Why don't you keep an eye on your kids? And until then, I don't want to hear anybody talking about how funny and how stupid it is when someone says it takes a village. Because the next time some kid gets abducted and killed, I'm going to be hearing about it. Some congressman is going to be, you know, screaming about why doesn't the government do something? That's what that is, man. That's taking a freaking village, brah. Okay? Takes a family, Mike. Yeah, I'll bet it takes a family. If you can pull it together to have it take a family, until then, man, we all got to take care of this stuff. We got to find these scumbags. And hopefully that guy won't be on this world too much longer. Here's a great law. I got a law for you. Want to make a law? Federal offense to kill a child under the age of 10. All right, how about this? Under the age of 14. Herb is up around Lake Kachuma tonight, and I can hear the campfire going, Herb, huh?
Phil, absolutely. Today I caught a pretty good stringer of bass out here at Kachuma, and they're running probably anywhere from a couple of six-pounders. So it's some good fishing here.
Herb, you spent time incarcerated for child molestation and violence against children and women in a forensic psychiatric hospital.
That is correct.
You also have, quote, friends up there.
I don't want to be misunderstood. It's not as if I'm, you know, I mean, I'm not the sewing circle up there. I know Walter, I know Randall, I know a few of the guys that are up there, but I'm certainly not, I'm not throwing a barbecue for them anytime. Even though I did go to that one barbecue, yes, I did, and I know that you got a lot of mail on that.
Well, I got a lot of mail from people saying that they didn't like the idea of you and other recently released child molesters having an annual barbecue. And
well, it was about the Michael Jackson case.
I understand that. Let me get to this case that is just abhorrent. This is the case of the little girls, the little girl who was finally found up there in Idaho.
Yes, I know the case.
All right, now this is a particular kind of animal. Now, they got this guy, and obviously you're going to tell me that he has some psychological problems. Is that it?
Well, I mean, Phil, the fact of the matter is they all have psychological problems. You can do whatever you want with that information. You know, I don't care what you do to him. You know, you can take him and you can flay him alive as far as I'm concerned. You know, but the fact is we all do have our psychological motivations for these things. Now, I don't know why you bring that up. I am not at all counseling any, leniency for these animals. No, I was and in many ways am still an animal, in much the same mold as this individual. You know, so I'm not here to tell you that there should be leniency. I spent my time 8 years at Atascadero. I had insulin shock, electroshock. At one time, I was a very high level candidate for lobotomy. You know, but I suppose in the eyes of society, I learned my lesson.
What I'm trying to say here is that this guy is a walking death penalty, don't you think?
Well, it depends on what kind of attorney he has.
No, I'm talking about justice.
Well, justice, Phil, I don't know if I'm the person to be talking about the legal ramifications of justice. After all, I was responsible for the molestation and the of some 85 children. You know, you're talking to me about justice.
Well, you did 8 years in a joint, and you did some pretty serious time. This is a guy who murdered most probably the little boy, murdered an entire family. Sexually violated the little girl.
Absolutely. I read the details. I've not yet gotten my hands on a case file, but I know someone who can do that. And although it's going to cost me some money, but
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, in order to get my hands on a case file like that, which is some pretty juicy reading, I'm sure. You know, I've got to spread a little money around.
Why would you want to get your hands on a case file?
It is something that I do in lieu of. In other words, if I at least can read about these things every month or so, you know, shall we say, I'm able to scratch the itch. You know, and I'm sorry, Phil, but...
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's the... But let me tell you something about these kinds of animals, because I was talking to Walter Bellhaven. Walter's a monster, and Walter is at Atascadero. Walter is thought to have killed upwards of 100 people, children, women, and men. Walter's technique was always the same. He would creep up any woman that he saw that he wanted. Generally, he'd walk up behind her with a heavy plumber's wrench. Now, once loaded into the trunk of the car, he anyway.
Okay, so in other words, just the plumber's wrench, boom, over the head.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely.
And then she goes into the trunk of a car.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely.
Now, how long would she be alive for?
In Walter's case?
In Walter Belhaven's case.
I'm sure she probably didn't live more than a couple, 3 hours. I'm sure that she was dismembered and in a suitcase at the side of a highway, probably within... Let's say he abducted her...
Oh, Jesus.
Well, you're asking me a question.
Go ahead.
Let's say he abducts her at 8. He takes care of business by 8:45. He's got her dismembered. She's in a suitcase by 10:30.
Dismembered.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
So that's why I'm saying to you, it's very important. Can I get a little of the Sanka? I don't want any more of that cappuccino. I'm saying...
Who are you with, anyway?
Well, I'm just a couple of friends of mine from the halfway house. I'm not with any children, if that's what you're worried about. Jesus. You know, I know you're worried about that, aren't you?
No, yeah, well... So go ahead.
But it's very important to understand. Very, very important to understand. When it comes to spree killing or serial murder... Once the victim is abducted, it is very likely, in most cases, that the victim is dead within literally 2 to 3 hours of their abduction.
Natalie Holloway, is she alive?
No, not at all.
All right. You also said Michael Jackson was guilty.
Oh, he's as guilty as sin. He's as guilty as sin, yes.
All right. The little boy in this case.
He's dead.
So Natalie Holloway's parents hanging around Aruba, what do you think?
Oh, I think that they're bereaved. You know, they're bereaved parents. They're very concerned. But I can assure you, you know, were I the father of that Van Sloot boy, I probably would have advised him the following. You need to get the body off the beach, and you'll need to dispose of the body. You know. Now, Aruba is, I heard you make a joke about this, but it is fairly intensely infested with sharks. The water's around there, and I don't think you can put a body in the water, especially in the summertime, when the water is extremely hot, that it's going to last very long. So, excuse me, Phil, I think that that's most likely what the boy did, with the advice of his father, who is some, you know, bigwig there at the, I don't know, bigwig with the wooden shoe manufacturing, you know.
So, all right, see you later, man. Good God. Yeah, his old man's big with the wooden shoe business over there. 1-800-4, that's Herb Sewell, talking about all kinds of sick stuff. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil?
Yeah.
Phil, I was listening to you coming over here to our, we have our annual church event, and I was listening to your broadcast. I'm going to tell you, I think it's very irresponsible for you to innovate that a young man who takes an interest in taxidermy at an early age is somehow a burgeoning psychopath. And I would ask you, sir, what are your credentials in the psychology field?
No, I didn't say that, sir. I'm just saying that the FBI says that...
Oh, the FBI. The FBI says a lot of things, sir. And
the FBI says that any child that evidences interest in dead animals and has a bedwetting problem and...
Uh-huh, and on and on and on. And you, look, I think it's very irresponsible of you and other broadcasters in this vicinity, in this emergency broadcast signal area, to be coming on and saying a kid who has a very healthy interest in scouring the highways of our wonderful country and picking dead run-over animals up off of it, taking them into a basement, drawing the curtains, locking the door, not having any association with other children his own age, and have a healthy relationship with taxidermy is somehow sick. And I can tell you...
Wait a minute. Do you know a kid like that?
That's very interesting, though. I know a kid like that. It was me. When I was 11, I enjoyed it very thoroughly.
Are you married now?
This is my fifth wife.
Where are the other ones?
You name a highway, I put them in a bag.
Okay, that's what I thought. Here's a guy. Yeah, Phil, I really want to take exception to a kid with a healthy interest in picking up dead animals. It's called the homicidal triangle, ladies and gentlemen. If you see it in a child, if you see a child who plays with dead animals or tortures animals, that's number one. Number two, wets his bed. Number three, is an arsonist, plays with fire. Those three things together, not one or the other, three together, okay? I don't want some redneck out there going, I heard Mr. Hendry say we've got to get the boy to a doctor.
What did he do?
Well, I've seen him playing with a mat. No, 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 my good man. You just, all three together.
I would run. Get your wife and the other children and run. Leave the child there. Run. Run as fast as you can and run as far as you can and don't look back. Because if you do, the kid may be running after you. No, I mean, that's a fact. You know, like Harry and I were talking during the break. The other thing about these serial killers, they're a whole hang-up with their mother. You heard Herb Sewell talking about mother. They got some problem with mom did something to them. See, we love mom and apple pie in this country, right? Well, I don't know of apple pie that ever strangled something and left it at the side of the road in a suitcase, but mom sure has. I don't know of one apple pie that ever did me any harm. I know a lot of apple pies I did some harm to. And a few pies that I treated pretty well. But I will tell you that I feel that there is conclusive evidence that has to be looked at here that there's a lot of psycho cats out there, man, and somebody's got to do something about it. Now, if I see some cat looking at me cross-eyed, man, I'm just going to freaking assume he's a child molester. I'm going to go up to him with a Louisville Slugger, and that's the end of your day. So don't even freaking look at me. And if you're looking at my kid, there, that's my solution to the problem. Okay, that's what I'm going to say. And you people out there, I'll never forget my son. Get a load of this. Did I ever tell you this story? I got my son, I don't want to embarrass him, but I'm just going to say this. He had a girlfriend that was under the age of 18, and he had just turned 18. And I said to him, and his mother said to him, ain't good, dude. Not in this world we live in, it ain't good.
What are you talking about?
I mean, you're an adult, she's a kid. You know what that means? Well, yeah, but she's not. Oh, she's not, huh? So he was invited over to the girl's house by the parents to spend the weekend. And I called the mother up because the job fell to me. Somehow it just sort of fell to me. And I called this woman up who didn't sound too bright. Hi. And I said, yeah, hi. You know, I'm so-and-so and such, and my son was invited to your house. You know, we really don't think it's kind of appropriate.
Uh-huh. Well, we thought maybe we should call the parent.
And the reason why it's nothing against you, and it's certainly nothing against your daughter. Technically, he's an adult, and, well, we heard you were religious. This was what she laid on me, right? You want to know why she heard we were religious? Because my wife is a nut for collecting Catholic art. Maria's got pictures of freaking Virgin Mary everywhere, man. You walk into our place, did you ever see the birdcage where they had that huge cross, you know, what's his name, Nathan Lane? That's our house. It's just, it's nuts. But it ain't, Maria, she collects this stuff as art, not because she's like some fanatic, right? So when you walk into our pad, there's a cross here, there's the Virgin Mary there's Joseph there, there's Jesus getting the crap kicked out of him over here, there's another one of Jesus getting his ass kicked, all over the place, you know? You got nothing but pictures of Jesus getting his ass kicked, and the first thing you're going to hear is, drink? Hi, come on in. Hey, Phil, nice house. Thanks very much. People are looking at pictures of Jesus getting his ass kicked as I say, Heineken okay? Anyway,
we heard you were really,
and I didn't ever register with me until I got off the phone. Oh, yeah, because what, man? Because it's got nothing to do with religion. You dig? It means we're just trying to take care of business. Because I'll tell you something right now. I shouldn't say this, but I'm gonna. You know how there's an old saying, the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree? You know what that means? It means, if you want to know about the kid, take a look at the parent. Okay? Now, I didn't want my son getting lassoed into some pregnancy situation. Because, believe it or not, there are mothers out there, and they tell their daughters that. And if you think I'm kidding, and you know full well I'm not, if you're a woman, hey, you know that there are women by their example.
You know, you find yourself a good man, and you get yourself a hairdresser job. And I don't know, he comes home and beats you with a wrench. Life's good.
Okay, Ma.
I mean, oh, God. All right, do I have to break?
Yeah, break.
Why?
Because I don't understand anything you're saying.
Yeah, I know, bud, because the only real relationship you've got is with your bike and whatever that is hanging from your right wrist. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, Phil, how are you?
Good.
Phil, I listen to your program every night. I love it so much. I have a good time.
Thank you, dear. I'm glad you like it.
Phil, I call because I have been to the Louvre in Paris.
The Louvre in Paris?
Yes. And I want to tell you what I think, because I heard you talking about a lot of old art.
Well, I was talking about Catholic art.
Yes. Have you been to Paris?
I went to Paris, yeah. I went to the Louvre.
Well, my sister and I went. part of a church tour. And we went to the Louvre, and she said, I want to see the Mona Lisa. I want to see the Mona Lisa. Now, I know everybody wants to see the Mona Lisa, and we went to the Louvre, and I saw a large crowd of people. I was very disappointed in it. I did not.
You didn't like the painting?
I didn't think it was any big deal, no. I mean, the Mona Lisa painting is very small. You try to get down close to it, and you're up to your ass in bull haircuts.
Okay, cut her off, would you please?
What'd she say?
She said she was up to her something in bull haircuts. Get her back. Call her back. Can we get a call back?
Star 69.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Was this the lady I was just talking to?
I don't know, I guess.
Yeah. What do you mean bull haircuts?
Japanese.
All right, thank you. Okay, I wanted to clear that up. 1-800-449. You go to see the Mona Lisa, and you're up to your...